barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Oh, it's doing great. I've been on it now for about three and a half years. I've lost 67 pounds. And I feel better than I did at age 40. The only thing I'm just getting older. That's the only thing that doesn't stop. Other than that, I feel good.
Listen, we're all getting older, but that doesn't mean you have to feel your age. Are you ready to turn back the clock? It's 2021, and there's never been a better time to start looking and feeling young again. Introducing Andro400.com. Andro400.com has proven solutions to melt belly fat, increase mood and memory, increase energy, and bring that spark back to your love life. Visit Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435 to see which product is right for you. Try the safe and natural way to start feeling and looking your best. And there's nothing to lose with an industry-leading 90-day money-back guarantee. Visit Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The National Labor Relations Board has declared college athletes in money-making sports to be employees of their schools.
NLRB General Counsel Jennifer Abruzzo writes, "The freedom to engage in far-reaching and lucrative business enterprises makes players at academic institutions much more similar to professional athletes who are employed by a team to play a sport while simultaneously pursuing business ventures to capitalize on their fame and increase their income." Abruzzo also threatened action against schools, conferences, and the NCAA if they continue to use the term student-athlete. She says the term was designed to obscure the employment relationship with college athletes and discourage them from pursuing their rights. I'm Ben Thomas.
More testimony today about the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan by top military leaders at the House Armed Services Committee. General Frank McKenzie, who heads U.S. Central Command, says he has said for quite a while that the U.S. needed to keep troops in Afghanistan.
Going below 2,500, I think, was the other sort of nail in the coffin, if you will, that allowed that the Afghan government, that led to conditions where, first of all, we could no longer see what was happening to the force because our advisors were no longer down there with those units.
No word on budget negotiations on either the bipartisan $1.5 trillion infrastructure bill or the Democrats' expensive $3.5 trillion measure. Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey says he's willing to work with Democrats, but only if they drop their bloated spending plan.
If the Democrats get rid of the program to socialize America and spend massive amounts of money that the American people don't want, then absolutely.
President Biden has been negotiating with two Democratic senators, West Virginia's Joe Manchin and Arizona's Kyrsten Sinema, who have said his bill needs to be scaled back. On Wall Street, the Dow by 90 points, the NASDAQ dropped 34, the S&P advanced 6. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
Ride confidently in the direction of your dreams. Unless it's a bad dream, then turn around.
Go the other way.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policy starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's 3:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family, fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, the red-hot housing market stayed that way in July, with Las Vegas's prices going up faster than the record-setting national average. The Case-Shiller Home Price Index reports Las Vegas home prices were up 22.4% compared to July of last year, better than the national average of 19.7%. All 20 cities measured in the report saw double-digit gains in July, with Phoenix leading the way with 32.4% price jumps. Wow! It was the fourth straight month that U.S. home prices grew at a record pace, with prices at all-time highs in all but one of the markets which were followed in that report. Well, the man credited with pushing Andre Agassi to tennis greatness has passed away. Agassi confirms that his father, Mike Agassi, passed away this past Friday. Born Emmanuel Agassi in Iran, Mike Agassi was an Olympic boxer for his country in 1948 and 1952. In 1963, he moved to Las Vegas, got a job at the Tropicana Hotel Casino. Agassi was well known for his hard-working tutelage of Andre and his temper. He was inducted into the Nevada Tennis Hall of Fame in 2008. Mike Agassi was 90.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, steady but slow as you try to work your way through the resort area of Interstate 15, north at Spring Mountain, south at Oakey. Major delays on the 515, some still call it the 95. Westbound at Eastern, 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange. Only two lanes available while bridge work is done in that area.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Wednesday, a hump day, September 29th. We are just about done with September. It's almost on to October time on Friday. Always good to have Chuck Muth on board. He is the president of Citizen Outreach. I love his Muth's Truths. It's always interesting stuff. It usually is stuff that I was unaware of. And he always enlightens and he entertains, and that's what we love about him. Chuck Muth, how you doing, my friend?
I am doing fantastic, Kevin.
I got to ask you about your Muth's Truths relative to the race for governor, which is a crowded one right now. And I know that Steve Sebelius was speculating over the weekend, I guess, this might be a nightmare for Republicans having so many candidates. You offered a different perspective. Explain both.
Well, Steve is right in that we have a crowded primary with at least five considered top-tier candidates, viable, credible candidates, and another three, four, five who are lower-level candidates who have said that they're running but really don't have any traction yet. That said, to win the primary, it's going to cost them money. They're going to have to compete. They all have strengths and weaknesses, different strengths and different weaknesses. And in the end, the voters next June, the Republican Party voters, are going to have to pick one of those as the nominee to go up against Steve Sisolak, if he's the Democrat nominee, in the general election. So that, in that regard, Steve is absolutely right. None of those candidates right now is clearly considered a front runner. That would, you know, all but it would be their race to lose. In other words, any one of these five. I mean, you could get 25% of the vote could possibly win the Republican Party primary. So while none of them is probably likely to get 50% plus one in the primary, whoever gets the highest number of votes is going to win. So, you know, that's a problem, and that's going to cost them a lot of time and money. And, of course, they're going to beat up each other in the primary. That's just the nature of the beast. And a lot of those issues that are brought up in the primary can and probably will be used by Democrats against them in the general election. So that's, you know, Steve is right as far as that's concerned. On the other hand,
go ahead.
If we focus on the top five candidates, they all have different problems with the Republican Party base that need to be fleshed out in a primary so that the Republican Party voter can vote an informed ballot when they do vote next June. And in that regard, I think that's probably a good thing.
Let's begin with what you call the majors. North Las Vegas Mayor John Lee. Is it going to hurt him that he is a former Democrat?
It could. I mean, it is a talking point right now among a lot of Republican primary voters, registered Republican voters, that it's not so much that he switched parties, because, let's face it, a lot of people have switched parties. You know, Donald Trump was a Democrat and switched parties. Heck, I was a Democrat when I was growing up until I got out of high school and realized that I wasn't, and switched parties. So that in and of itself isn't a killer. The challenge is for Mayor Lee is that he did it so recently that it looks like it was politically expedient, and that he only did it earlier this year, right before he announced that he was running for governor. But it doesn't have to kill his campaign. It's just that he's going to have to find a good way to answer questions about that party switch that alleviates rightful and understandable concern among Republicans who say, well, wait a minute, you know, these other guys, they've been Republicans for 10, 15, 20 years or their entire lives, and, you know, here you just switched back to the Republican Party earlier this year. So, you know, it's a legitimate question. It's a legitimate point that Mayor Lee's going to have to address.
Former Senator Dean Heller entered the race. Now, before he entered the race, Joe Lombardo, Clark County Sheriff, was one of the favorites, I guess. He was one of the top contenders. What does Dean Heller entering the race do to Joe Lombardo, and is it going to hurt his chances?
I don't know that Dean entering the race hurts Joe Lombardo so much. I think before Dean got into the race, I would have said that it was really, at that point, although the others are credible and viable, that it was really between Sheriff Joe Lombardo and Mayor Lee, primarily because such a large percentage of the vote comes out of Clark County, and both of them are well-established politicos in Clark County. Dean, having run statewide, having been in office for so many years and for so long, immediately puts him up there at the top. But I don't know that him getting in the race, again, with it being so divided, Kevin, that it necessarily hurts Joe Lombardo so much as it throws the whole race probably now goes where you might have needed 33% of the vote to win the primary, that maybe 25% is enough. I think that's more of what Dean brings into the race by throwing his hat in the ring.
Again, joining us, Chuck Muth, as he does every Wednesday, the president of Citizen Outreach and the author of Muth's Truths. You got to pick up on this. There's always something good there. Reno attorney Joey Gilbert, a lot of folks in these parts don't know who the heck he is, but he has been an outspoken critic of the governor. He's even gone to the extent of suing the governor and the Clark County School District. What about his chances? He's a dynamic speaker. He's got a lot of passion. Does he have enough money, and does he have enough oomph to rise to the top?
Yeah, the money question, I don't know, and none of us will really know until middle of January when the first campaign finance reports come out for state races. Unlike the federal races that come out every quarter, even in non-election years, we won't know what kind of money any of these candidates have raised until the end of the year. And I think the filing deadline is January the 15th is when we'll get a look at that. A candidate that we haven't talked about yet, Guy Nora, we know that he is extremely wealthy. We know that he's already said he's willing to spend a couple million dollars of his own money in that race. In that case, then we know that he's going to have the money if he's willing to spend it. Well, I don't know that for Joey Gilbert. What I will say about Joey is he's better known in Reno because he's an attorney in Reno, and he's had his law practice billboards plastered all over the county for a long time. So everyone knows his name. He's got very high name ID up there. And not so much in Clark County. However, you have to bear in mind that Republican primary voters are generally tend to be better informed and more involved in the political process. And Joey Gilbert, as you mentioned, Kevin, is the only lawyer who has successfully sued Governor Sisolak over his shutdown orders. And it had to deal with churches, and so he did win that. And he has been on the governor's case and in his face since day one of the shutdown. So he has developed a very passionate statewide base of support. And again, if you're looking at just trying to get 25% of the vote, and it's 25% of a hardcore conservative vote, you have to say that you can't write the man off, because his voters are very, very passionate. They will show up and vote on election day, whereas some of the other candidates who maybe their supporters aren't quite as passionate, maybe they'll show up, maybe they won't. Those campaigns are going to have to do a very, very good job at turning out their supporters, whereas Joey's voters, pretty much, they're going to show up. They're going to be there. The big question for Joey that he's going to have to answer in this primary, again, which is why I think the primary is a good thing, Kevin, there are voters who are going to be looking at his campaign and say, you know what, he's a solid conservative, he's a fire breather, but can he win in the general election once you throw Democrats and nonpartisan voters into the mix? That's going to be the big question, whether or not he can win in the general, and that's something he's going to have to answer in the primary.
I've got to ask you about Dean Heller, because to me he is the kind of the linchpin to a whole bunch of stuff. A lot of people still view him as a never-Trumper, and they have long memories. My question is, what are the challenges that he faces? He's got great name recognition all across the state. He's been in politics for 30 years, run statewide before as Secretary of State. What are his challenges, though?
Yeah, well, I would point out that Jeffrey Dahmer has extremely high name ID as well. And that's not necessarily a good thing in all cases. And in Dean's case, you hit the nail on the head. His biggest problem is he was absolutely a never-Trumper. He's got the quote that he was 100% against Hillary Clinton and 99% against Donald Trump. Trump supporters have never forgotten that. They've never forgiven that. And that showed up at the polls when he lost his reelection bid statewide 2 years ago or 4 years ago. No, I'm sorry, 18, so 3 years ago. Not so great at math. And so he's going to have to be able to persuade, but not necessarily. He's betting, Kevin, that the Trump supporters are definitely going to go somewhere else anyway, and they're going to be split between Joey Gilbert, Dean Nora, Joe Lombardo, and John Lee. And with them splitting the Trump vote, he thinks that the non-Trump vote, the people who aren't that rock solid behind Donald Trump, that he would be able to get enough of that vote to win in a contested multi-candidate primary.
It'll be interesting to see. Now, my question is, because and you and I have talked about it, I think, over the last couple of months, that there was evidence that at some point Dean Heller began, as I always refer to it, dialing for dollars, going out and trying to get folks to donate to his campaign. He apparently got enough reaction, positive reaction, that he is running and he's entering the race. Can he raise the kind of money that it's going to take to win this thing, and assuming it's going to be a $5 or a $10 million deal, can he raise that kind of money?
You're talking about $5 to $10 million for the general election?
No, for the primary.
Oh, for the primary. I guess we'll have to see. I don't know if it's going to cost that much in a primary. It all depends on whether the campaigns, how well they use their money and what they spend their money on. If you're spending a boatload of money every month right now on consultants and media when no one's paying attention, yeah, that's going to drive the cost of the campaign up, and then you're going to have to raise a lot more. Dean does have, give him credit, he's been in office since, I think, the Lincoln administration, so he's got a lot of connections with people who have given him money over the years. Those are considered what we call his house file, existing or past donors that he's able to go back to, and if they've given to him before, they're quite likely to give to him again. They've already got an affinity toward Dean Heller, so and plus he has his own personal wealth that he can put into the race if he so chooses. In this primary, I think he'll be able to raise what he needs to raise to be competitive.
Let's move on to what you call the minors. Fred Simon is a trauma surgeon up north in Douglas County. Don't know a lot about him. Do you know much about him at all?
I don't, other than I believe, unless I'm confusing him with someone else, I think he also owned a restaurant in Minden or Gardnerville. And in the early days of the Sisolak shutdown, when the restaurants were trying to get reopened, and then they had all the restrictions that you had to make a reservation in order to go eat in the restaurant, because as we all know, COVID is the smartest virus ever invented. It is able to distinguish between people who have made a reservation in a restaurant and those who didn't, and it only attacks the ones who don't make a reservation.
Yeah,
I mean, this is the stupidity of all these, the governor's orders. Well, from what I believe this is the right gentleman. I think he defied the governor and said, no, you know what? I'm going to open up my restaurant, and we're going to let people come in, and we're not going to follow it. So I think you've probably got in Fred Simon someone who's a fighter, and the problem is he's never run in the state before. He wants to run statewide. No one knows who he is, whether or not he's got enough money to get his name ID up. He may be known well in that Minden, Gardnerville, Douglas County area, but no one outside of that county does, and here's his biggest challenge. If you're running as, look, I'm the true Trump conservative, that niche is already pretty much being filled by Joey Gilbert. So why would a voter go with Fred Simon rather than a better-known Joey Gilbert who's been a lot more public? And that's going to be Fred Simon's challenge as to how to compete more with Joey Gilbert than with the other candidates.
Tom Heck, Barack Zilberberg are the other two in what you call the minors. What do you know about Tom Heck? Anything?
I know only that Tom has run for other races before. I know he is a solid conservative on paper. If you look at his positions, you're not going to find anything that you and I, Kevin, would necessarily agree with, or your listeners and my readers. the problem is people consider someone who files for office, you know, every election cycle, and they start running for U.S. Senate or governor with no money and no backing, no connections, to be just a fringe candidate. And he's got a long, long, long way to go. I've talked with Tom. I've advised him to run for a state legislative seat or a local seat first, and then you get your foot in the door. You get to know the process. You get to know the players. But you know, a lot of these candidates just that's all they want to do is to run for the top offices, and that's their right. They have every right to do that. But that doesn't mean that we are required to bestow upon them our support. And take that campaign seriously. That's the problem for candidates like Tom Heck.
What do you know about Barack Zilberberg? He has entered the race as well.
I know absolutely nothing. I think I saw a video interview. I saw bits and pieces. I think it was an interview, maybe on NBC, but it wasn't really revealing. It wasn't so much a political thing. I hate to say it, but I think his biggest problem is that his name is Barack, and I don't know how many Republicans are going to vote for anybody named Barack in a Republican primary just a few years after Barack Obama left office in the Oval Office.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the candidate that's not going to be on the ballot but will be counted, and that is none of the above. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now. 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
Federal judges have a lot of power, sometimes too much. A few years ago, a liberal California judge ruled that Las Vegas police could no longer use the ICE database to investigate offenders they had detained, making it nearly impossible to get criminal records.